It makes me sad that it's coming to an end, but it's also really nice that there's it's going to be a complete story.
Yeah, it's exactly.
And there's and based on the rabid fan base, they know the writers know that there's no way that they can't answer every question for us before the end.
I think there's already talked about doing spin-off movies.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if it'll be a sequel or a prequel or something.
Okay.
We'll see.
What are some of these questions that are still unanswered? Like,
One of the big ones that I like, that I'm really into, is in the first season, early on, like maybe second or third episode, Jack discovers a cave, and inside the cave, this is, you know, Weird things had already transpired.
Yeah.
We already knew that there was polar bears on this tropical island. We already knew that there was a smoke monster. We knew something was awry, but they get to this cave, and there's these skeletons in there.
I think I know who they are.
No, well, I think we all know who it is.
We have theories, but the skeletons had, like, black and white stones in their hands, and they became referred to as the Adam and Eve skeletons. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, our first indicator there is life on the island. Like, there had been human life on the island.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, 2000... You know, four or whatever, and we still, I mean, it was kind of never mentioned again, really.
Yeah.
But it's one of those
things.
But
we all know it's still there.
It's one of those things that,
we're waiting.
That every Lost fan dwells on, and it has to be answered. I mean, we think it's Bernard and Rose. I really have to
Because of the way the flash forwards were.
Well, basically, with like the mind fuck of season five.
Yeah.
Time is irrelevant now.
Yeah.
So we don't, I mean, I know you're not there, but
yeah.
things got screwy with the space-time continuum.
Yeah.
so basically, there's people that left, people that stayed. The people that stayed are on a different time plane than the people that left.
People that came back to life.
And the people that came back to life based on this thing. But anyway, Bernard and Rose have stayed constant on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And with all this time shifting and there's this and the... And the, you know, A-bomb detonation at the end of season 5, which also messed time up again.
Yeah.
You know, our theory is that Bernard and Rose suffered because of this, and that's them hiding in a cave. Obviously, they died from the nuclear fallout or whatever, and that's their bodies in a different, you know, their skeletons from a different age that the original survivors find.
You might think this all sounds, like, insane.
Yeah, it
but,
does.
But it's not.
And it is, but the thing is, throughout all this insanity, all the characters always are who they are.
Yeah.
The characterizations are always constant and consistent.
Yeah.
And so, like, the characters that you have grown and known to love since season one are still who they are, and you still are invested in those characters, even though insane shit is going on everywhere. Like,
see, that's one
and you don't know what is happening exactly.
That's one cool thing about it, too, because that... The kind of storyline, the kind of way the story's gone recently is, could just turn off all the, you know, a lot of viewers, because it's really heady stuff, you know, and they, but I think the way they do it, by keeping everyone constant, and, I mean, constant's another Lost thing.
Right.
But,
character constant.
But keeping the characters consistent, like Joe said, really helps you keep track of things, I feel like, because, you know, there's, pretty much all of season five, the main cast was split into two time periods, two totally different realities, maybe, but the fact that they all remain consistent really helped, I think, keep people's interest. I mean, I'm interested in that stuff anyway. I would have liked it to be even, hell, I could have gone even more confusing with it, but.